Hello.
Hello, I'm Gary Bellamy, and this is Down the Line, where you, the Radio 4 listeners, get the chance to call me, Gary Bellamy, about anything you ruddy well like. Now, there's a lot going on in the world that I must confess I don't really understand, like Europe. Oh, hee ho, hee ho, hee ho. Mach schnell! Does anyone understand what's going on there? Dos cervezas, por favore. Pizza, pizza. Es haristo. Yachida. Ue la poubelle. Avec douche. Gesundheit. And fracking's in the news again. I mean, what the hell's that all about? God knows, but it sounds painful. It sounds a bit rude, too. But this is Radio 4, proper grown-up station, so no silly jokes on here. So give me a fracking call on 0808 157 all the zeros. Well, not all the zeros, because they'll go on forever, just four zeros. Or Twitter me at GaryBellamyDTL. OK, so we've got the perfect start to the show, because I've got an expert on Europe on the line. Hello.
Hi. Professor Tom Wiley here, and hi. I'm a urologist.
Wait, I thought a urologist was someone who studied infections of the urinary tract and bladder. Okay, you're listening to Down the Line, and we're talking about what's going on in Europe and what's happening to the UK today. I've got Dave from Crawley down the line. Hello.
Hi. I'm just ringing up about the fact that Scotland's about to hold a referendum on going independent.
Yes.
I mean, it works perfectly well at the moment. Why do they have to keep mucking about with it?
Yeah, well, that's an interesting point. It's quite a short point. I don't suppose you've got any views on fracking, have you?
Is that when people have sex in car parks?
No, that's dogging.
Oh, sorry, I've made a mistake then.
Oh, no, it's an easy mistake to make. As I understand it, fracking is to do with collecting oil and gas and creating energy from areas where it wasn't previously feasible.
If we could generate electricity by going and having sex in car parks, I think we'd all be all for it, wouldn't we?
Yeah, let's not get into that right now. Thanks very much for your call.
Bye.
OK, we're taking calls on Europe. Who have we got down the line now?
Hi, I'm Professor Tom Wiley, and I'm a Europologist.
Ah, Europologist.
Yeah.
Wasn't it you that just called in just now?
Pardon me?
Didn't you just call in just now?
I can't recall ever having been in touch with you before.
So you're a Europologist?
That's what it says here, sir.
So you're the man to tell me exactly what the flipping heck is going on in Europe?
We can look at this in many ways, but I choose to use the human body as a model for state of Europe. For example, take the bladder and the flow of money. We can draw a parallel with the flow of urine.
Right.
And taking this analogy somewhat further, quantitative easing can be seen as...
Right, yeah, I'd rather not think about what quantitative easing might be in your analogy.
But...
Okay, I've got Edward Wood on the phone. Hello, Edward.
Hello there, my name is Edward Woodwood.
Edward Woodwood, that's an unusual name.
Well, my father was Wood, and he married a Woodwood. And they chose to keep both names and not to lose one, and that's how I became Edward Woodwood.
Right, well, wouldn't that mean you were Edward Woodwood?
Yes, Edward Woodwood.
So what are you calling about Edward Woodwood?
Fracking. You mentioned fracking earlier, and I wanted to call in about fracking. I work for the support group.
Yeah.
Fracking, no thanks. You were saying you didn't really understand what fracking was. And could someone explain it? Fracking is actually short for hydraulic fracturing.
Oh.
The idea is that there is gas and oil and other deposits trapped in shale rock, which is not a substrata rock, it's a surface rock largely. And it's only through fracking that you can recover the deposits. It's not been economically viable to mine these areas. And what you do in fracking is you inject under pressure liquids into the rock, which fracture it, hence fracking.
Yeah. When you're fracking, does it it causes a lot of gas, does it?
The controversy, obviously, is that it's bringing mining into areas that wouldn't normally have mining. Also, fracking is extremely water intensive. You pump this liquid in, and there are lots of carcinogens in the liquid, which can, of course, soak down into the water table. So you're polluting areas of outstanding natural beauty, which are being destroyed by fracking.
Listen, thanks very much for your call. Thanks for clearing that up.
Well, it's very good to have a serious, sensible discussion about this.
Yes, it is, yes. Thank you. So this is me, Gary Bellamy, literally pumping the liquid of chat into your living rooms. So give us a call on 0808 157 0000. Oh, and someone has given us a call. Hello, who's there?
Hello, Gary.
How you doing? It's the Pearly King. Hi.
Hi, I'm the old China plate.
Not half bad, Pearly.
Just ringing up your show, mate. I'll talk to you about Europe.
Europe, yes.
Well, there's a recession on the gal, but I've got to say this. I will never fail to be moved by the generosity of the good old British public.
Do you think in foreign countries they say, you know, we do a lot for charity, but not like the British? I mean, do they have a Red Nose Day in Germany? Is there an Italian Pudsey Bear? I doubt it.
No one pulls it up like the British public. We support charity to the max. And I know people who ain't got nothing, but they still put it up.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you walk down the average high street in Britain, and every other shop is like a charity shop. You don't see that in France, where, you know, it's all fancy fashion shops or jewellery shops, or in Germany, where it's all car showrooms.
When I was a kid, gal, there was only two charities going.
Yes.
Bernardo's for the little kiddies.
Yeah.
And the National Lifeboats. You remember Bernardo's? You go in a boozer, have a few pints, there'd be a little box,
yes,
with a little kiddie in there on a seesaw. And he had a legging blaster and, yeah, an eye patch, and you put an old penny in, and you go up in the air. Hey!
Yeah.
And one day, I've looked in the bottom, and there's a little rubber plug. I've pulled that out, and I've got the penny back out. So I could do it all day, penny in, penny out. And that, to me, was like Disneyland.
But now I bet you're putting loads of money into the charity boxes, Pearly.
Hey! I make money for charity. That's what I do. As a Pearly King, we've got a local hospital where they're closing down the toe ward, specialises in toe work on people's toes and that.
Oh, God, that's terrible, isn't it?
And we had a little night the other night, and we've raised over £236.
How many toes would that buy?
Oh, I don't know, Gary. I've never thought of it like that.
Wasn't Marilyn Monroe born with too many toes?
She was born with two frumpy bits and all that. Yeah!
You're listening to Down the Line with me, Gary Bellamy, and next up we've got Early D on the line.
Hey, respect, singular. How's it going?
Wicked.
Yeah, niceness. Yeah. Listen, between you and me, what I can't work out, yeah?
Yeah.
It's like how Greece need to get monies.
How Greece needs to get monies.
Greece is coming and begging for monies, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. They've got the economic collapse.
You know what I'm going to say now, innit?
I don't, actually. Put me out of my misery.
All them kebab shops them have all over the place, right?
Yeah.
Where is the money going?
It's going into back into our economy because their shops are in Great Britain.
Look, blood, you got your father, your mother, your sister, whatever, because, you know, Greek people's them, there's very family in it.
Are you saying they send their money back to Greece?
Greek man will always look out for the next Greek man, innit?
Yeah.
I think they're pulling a little thing there, you know?
Do you think the combination of Vangelis and George Michael's wealth could pull Greece out of their problem?
There you go, blood, innit?
Huh?
And also, what about the money from the musical as well, innit?
What musical?
Greece or what, yeah, they call it, innit?
That's a different kind of Greece, obviously.
What do you mean?
Mamma Mia is set in Greece.
Well, you know that, blood.
If we could take all the earnings of George Michael, Vangelis, Mamma Mia, Greece...
Yeah, I mean...
Demis Roussos...
Nana Mouskouri and Tralicia and the other one, the big man with the hat. What him name? Archbishop's Macarius, innit?
We could basically save Europe.
You know that, blood.
Or we could certainly bail out Greece.
That's what I'm saying to you. You're not a dance boy, innit? So don't fall for them kind of tricks.
Thanks for your call, Early.
Niceness.
OK, I've got Karis on the line. Hello, Karis.
Hiya.
Hi, what are you calling about today?
I'm calling about Europe.
Oh, good.
I'm really interested in Europe, and I know a lot about it.
Okay.
I've been doing research.
Mm.
Me and my friends, Portia and Lulu, are going interrailing.
Interrailing, right.
Yeah, we're going to Portugal, Italy, Austria, Hungary, Germany, Denmark.
Sweden?
Which one's that one?
That's next to Norway. Norway!
No, I don't know that one.
No.
Spain, Switzerland, Turkey, some of the other ones.
Mm.
You know, the one where the vampires come from.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, me and my friends are crazy.
Yeah.
We all had tattoos done.
So what do you actually think about Europe in general? I mean, you're not ringing about... You're just, you know, basically going on a backpacking trip, yeah?
Yeah. Morocco?
That's not in Europe.
Really?
Not really, no.
I'm pretty sure it is.
It's Africa.
No, I've researched this. I'm pretty sure it's Europe.
Take it from me, it's Africa.
No, I'm pretty sure it's Europe.
No, I'm pretty sure it's Africa.
We looked into this. I'm pretty sure that's Europe.
No, you looked into it wrong, darling. It's Africa. Believe me.
I think you're just getting it wrong.
No, I think you're getting it wrong. It's definitely in Africa. See, Matt just confirmed to me that Morocco is in Africa. He's just checked.
Yeah, but you guys are old. You don't really know what interrailing is.
Have a nice holiday and send me a postcard.
Oh, I will.
Thank you very much for your call.
Bye.
Well, a fascinating talk there about Europe. In fact, it's a fascinating show all round, and I'm absolutely full up with knowledge as a result of all the calls we've had about Europe and fracking. But there's always room for a bit more, so why not give us a call on the number of the zeros, 0800 157 0000, or Twitter me, at GaryBellamyDTL. And my next caller is a regular caller. It's Humphrey Milner. Hello, Humphrey.
Hello.
What are you calling about today, Humphrey?
Europe.
Oh.
The thing about Europe is it's extremely complicated, this idea. Should we be part of the European Union or should we not? Mm. My feeling is that human beings, we can't really understand what goes on around us in our everyday lives. We don't understand electricity or how that works or how you can turn a tap on upstairs and water will come out of it and you know how the weather works and how on earth are we supposed to understand an extraordinarily complicated concept like Europe.
Well, maybe we shouldn't try to understand it. Maybe it's one of those mysteries.
But to see the
should be left
is,
alone.
But to see the thing
like
is,
women.
You see the thing is.
The thing about the referendum, I think, you might agree with me, you can't...
I don't know until you've said it.
Well, that's what I was going to say. There are a lot of people out there who aren't educated enough to really realise...
Well,
you know, when they tick that box, yes, I want to be in Europe, no, I don't, a majority of people don't understand what they're ticking the box for. That's what your point is, isn't it?
I don't think it's about whether they're stupid or not, because I would put myself in...
No, but they are stupid. Most people are stupid.
I think you would need to study for several years, really, to understand the European Economic Union and the pros and cons of it.
Well, I'd like someone to ring up now who knows about Europe to tell me, like I was a five-year-old or a three-year-old, what this whole thing is all about.
Knowledge takes a lifetime to acquire, not 5 minutes.
So what do you think on Europe then, Humphrey?
Well, I'm no more informed than the next person, and I just have a gut reaction, like most people do, and my feeling is that if every major European country is part of the European Union, we'd be bloody fools not to be part of it with them, wouldn't we?
Is every country in Europe part of
the Switzerland European is the Union? One exception. And of course everybody says, well, Switzerland, they're doing all right, but it's because they're sitting on a huge pot of Nazi gold.
If only we had some Nazi gold.
That would keep UKIP happy, wouldn't it? If only we had some Nazi gold, we wouldn't need to be part of Europe.
Humphrey, thanks very much for your call.
It's been something of a small pleasure.
Okay, let's take another call now.
Hi, Gary.
Hello, who's there?
Esther.
Hello, Esther. Welcome to Down the Line. What are you calling about?
I just want to talk about fracking.
Oh, no, not a woman talking about it.
There's a lot of talk about fracking, like it's no big deal, like it's, you know, everyone can do it, it's okay, and fracking is a big deal. I don't think fracking should be taken lightly because the reality is the kind of fracking we're talking about, you know, involves penetrating very deep and forcefully. It's going to involve an intense build-up of pressure.
Yeah.
When, you know, it's hardly surprising when you consider the gallons and gallons of fluid that kind of fracking involves. And not only that, but this very deep, very forceful fracking, it's going to cause gases to escape.
Sorry.
I don't think people should take fracking lightly.
No. We take it very seriously here on Radio 4.
Well, what do you think about fracking, Gary?
I can't get fracking out of my mind, you know.
Yeah, I'm really worried about it.
I think about my children, you know, growing up with this fracking going on. Thanks for your call.
Bye.
Bye. Let's take another call. Who we got next?
Hello, Gary. Peter Schaefer here.
Hello, Peter.
How are you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm a bit worried about Europe, though.
Oh, what are you worried about?
Well, the way it's expanding now. And we've got all these, you know, people coming over and checking our jobs and that. And, what I'm really worried about is all the celiacs coming over here and taking his jobs, you know?
Celiacs?
Aye, the celiacs, man. You hear about them everywhere, don't you?
Do you?
Aye, celiacs here, celiacs there, celiacs, every fracking ware.
Right.
They've even got their own restaurants, man.
Have they?
Aye. I can't eat the muck.
Yeah. Thanks for your call.
Thanks very much, Gary.
This is Down the Line with me, Sir Gary Bellamy. Well, maybe one day. Let's take another call.
Hello there, Gary.
Hello there, how are you?
I'm tippity-top, top of the morning.
Good, 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 good. And what are you calling
I'm
about
calling
today?
I'm calling about Europe.
Yes.
Europe, yes, that one. You know, I see Europe as being like one big family. I look at Germany
yes.
as being like the oldest brother.
Okay.
They carry the burden for the rest of the family, don't they? They're very hard-working, pretty successful, but a bit of a plodder.
Mm.
And then you've got France. They're like the second child. They're a bit sort of unruly and quite don't know where they stand. They think, oh, I'm going to be a socialist now. I'm going to really annoy my parents and everyone else, go a bit mad and wayward. They've probably got a girlfriend with an eating disorder.
What about Italy?
Well, you see, I see them... I see the Italians, they're like the little brother, the youngest one in the family. They've never quite grown up. They're a bit all over the place. They've never managed to hold down a proper job. But you sort of let them get away with it because you quite like them.
So who's the mum and the dad?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't really thought about that. Well, who's looking after us? I suppose it's America and China, isn't it? There's a marriage made in hell. I think they're only staying together for the kids.
So what about those Eastern European countries? Are they like cousins?
Exactly.
Yeah.
They are, aren't they? They're like sort of distant cousins. You don't know them that well. They're a bit different to the rest of you. And they're things like electricians and plumbers, aren't they?
But they're quite nice.
And the Scandinavians,
yeah.
I see them a bit like sort of spinster aunts.
Yeah, yeah.
They're interesting. They live in somewhere sparsely populated. They're a bit odd, quite severe, but, you know, they're intriguing.
Now, where would you see Britain in this family?
I think our problem is we're in danger of being the black sheep of the family, aren't we? We're in danger of being the one that, oh, I don't want anything to do with the rest of the family.
Mm.
The sort of one that goes off to live in Australia.
Yeah,
I could
do
better over there. It's a land of opportunity. That'd be the place for me. They go over there and they sort of do all right for a bit, and then it all goes wrong and they come crawling back.
Here's the important thing, though.
Mm.
Does this family of Europe get on? Is it a close family?
It's
at Christmas?
It's like any family.
Yeah.
It's like any family if you're arguing, but in the end, you're family, and you sort of stick together.
What about Greece, then?
Greece is like the family pet, isn't it? Well, you picked it up from Battersea Dog Service. It's a troubled dog, but you felt a bit sorry for it. And you get it in the house, it just craps all over the carpet and keeps biting everyone. And really, what you wish is just take it up the A41 and leave it by the side of the road.
What about Malta?
I think we've exhausted this analogy, Gary.
Yeah, but it's...
Well, anyway, been great speaking to you.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for your call.
Anytime.
Well, I think I've got some stuff straightened out there about Europe, but let's carry on with another call. Who's there? Hello.
David.
Hello, David. What are you calling about today?
You ask me questions.
Hi. Do you believe that we should be part of the European Union?
I would love to answer that question, but I don't know what it means.
It means, do you think we should be in Europe or out of Europe?
I don't know what that means, but I think we're an island.
No, we are an island.
Right.
But what we're saying is, do you think we should be part of the European Union? Should we join the Euro, for example?
Oh, I don't know what that means.
Do you think we should have a referendum?
I don't know what that means.
Right.
I don't know what referendum means.
No. Okay, so it's when, like, everybody votes.
Right. Right.
Everyone's entitled to vote in a referendum, even you, okay?
Yeah.
A piece of paper for your door says, should we be part of the European Union, yes or no? What would you tick?
I don't know what that means. I understood up to then, and then you lost me again.
So what would you tick, though? Because your vote counts.
Even if you
had to guess, what would you pick?
My vote pick counts.
There are pros and cons, you see.
Right.
There isn't really an answer, let's be honest.
But the thing is, in this country, we've got so many biscuits, haven't we?
Yes.
As long as we get, I'll keep them. Because you can't get them. You can't get biscuits in France, I don't think.
Can't you?
Can you get biscuits in Africa?
Well, you can definitely get them in South Africa. And I went to Egypt once and they had some in the hotel. Thanks for your call.
Oh, hang on a minute.
Okay, we're talking about fracking, we're talking about Europe, and we're talking about biscuits. And as the show goes on, I feel I know less and less about all this stuff. We've got a regular caller next. We've got Khalid. Hello, Khalid.
Hello. What is point Europe? What is point?
Khalid, I don't think it's me you should be calling. I think it's the Samaritans.
What is point, Samaritans? What is point?
Well, the Samaritans are there to help people like you who are clearly depressed and contemplating suicide.
What is point?
And if you stay on the line, Matt will give you their number.
Answer me, what is point? is.
I don't know what the point is.
Thank you.
Right, you know, sometimes, Carly, talking to you lot out there, I feel the same way as you do. Right, so let's... don't forget, if you can't get through on the lines, we're very busy, you can always Twitter me at Gary Bellamy DTL and let us know what you're thinking. And let's go back to the phones right now. Hello, who's there?
Hello.
Hello, you're down the line. What's your point, my friend?
My name is Hello Rar. I ain't got any reasons, right? You're a few special at the moment. Because people really seem to knock it. They're really knocking it so much. But we've spent many times going to Europe on holiday, and we really enjoy it. Do you see what I mean? Really enjoy it. And I think the Europeans really get a bad press. And I just think it's such a bad press.
Sorry. Yeah, and can I ask you, what's your name, by the way? Yeah. Sorry, where are you from?
I moved around a bit across Italy. Passing the time, I lived in the Leeds.
Yeah.
But I don't think one of the main reasons that people knock it is that it's jealousy.
Jealousy.
Wow, they're not so jealous.
So, are you pro-European then?
I'm very pro-European. You know, I spent a lot of time in Germany and really, really enjoyed it. I thought it was really great. But at the same time, every time I go there, I hear people saying terrible things about the British, and it's our fault.
Yeah.
You have to remember that there's so much European blood in the English people.
Yeah.
You know, the Danes, although the Anglo-Saxons, are French. We are a whole amalgamation of a rainbow nation of Europeans.
Yeah.
They're not within the British blood.
Yes, British blood. Thanks very much for your call. OK, and they just keep on coming. The phones are literally red hot this evening. Oh, ho-ho! Hello, who's there? They're not really hot.
Guess who?
It's Graham Downs.
Confies, hello. Do you remember, Gary, like a couple of weeks ago now, I said to you, I'm on a diet, look out, you rock
yes.
and rollers.
Yep.
Twice the man, half the size, and here comes Graham.
Yeah.
Let's go and have a drink. And you said, that'd be great. Well, I'm here. I'm outside. I lost 10 stone, and I'm bound to be fighting weight. Jab, 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 get behind the jab. And I'm here, I'm outside, ready to go out down the pub for a cheeky pint and a cheeky pool. I'll see you when you finish the show, yeah?
I'm sorry, there's no one here to take your call right now. Please leave your name and number after the beep.
I thought I got through to you there, Gavin. That must be...
No, it's the answer phone.
Oh, right, it's the answer phone. Okay. Well, I just wanted to say that, you know, you've been an inspiration to me, Gary, and I've lost all that weight, and I've come down as we arranged, but to go for a trip, but you don't seem to be there.
Oh, Matt, is he gone? Right, well, he can't hear us if he's outside, can he? Okay, let's go to the phones. This is good. We've got an actual European on the line. I know Britain's in Europe, but we're not really, are we? This is an actual European. Hi, what's your name?
Marienka calling.
Hello, Mank.
Hi, Marienka. I'd like to tell you something about my life.
Mm.
I've lived in this country since 4 years. I'm from Poland.
Ah.
And I like this country very much. I'm happy here. I like cash in hand, a lot of cash in hand. I live in a big flat.
Yeah.
And I like to take the job that everybody really, really wants. And I send the money. I have a lot of money. I send it to my mother and my father. And they will come to live also with me in my big flat. Just wait 1 minute. Wait. How's daddy doing? Because I'm on the phone.
Who are you
I'm lazy and I like to scrounge benefit and use national health even though I'm not entitled.
Well,
yes.
Hang on, stop.
Here. Sorry, Gary, I have builders upstairs.
It's going to be long with the phone, love, only I'm expecting a call from Lawrence about the conservatory.
I know what you're doing here.
I like to come here and make a
You're ringing up my
money.
Program, pretending
Send
to be
to
a Polish immigrant, okay?
All the benefit. Go
You're
to
basically
the
saying
health.
All Polish people
Just
are better benefit scroungers.
Drugs.
All the stereotypes
I
you can throw into one
country.
Basket. Are you from the Daily Mail? Or that fake Twitter account run by the tourists? Listen, right? This is a serious phone-in show. We don't need a load of spoof callers. It's not clever or funny. Ah, oh, she's gone. Coward. Right, we've got Martin Hole on the phone. Hello, Martin.
All right, Matt Gary, how you doing?
I'm okay. What are you calling about today?
I tell you, I'm calling about Europe, aren't I?
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, mate. Your audience, people who ring in, most of them are like liberal lefties, aren't they? Right? They're all middle class and they're all pro-Europe, right? And I'll tell you what, they are punces, right?
No. No.
All you want, really, is someone to do your cleaning, make you a bleeding cappuccino, and do your building work all on the cheap. Because you lot, you're scared to have someone like me in your ass.
Can I say, the thing about the Polish and the guys who come in and do the work in my house...
Yeah, they're taking our jobs, aren't they?
No,
you
listen...
don't care about us. You give it all that, pretend to be, like, pro-working class, but you ain't pro-British working class, are you?
They don't drink as much tea, OK, and they don't spend as much time on the toilet or chatting. They don't go swearing and using foul language all day. They don't have the radio blaring out capital gold.
They do it in Polish, don't they? They swear in Polish. You wouldn't even know, because Wolf, you wouldn't know what that means. It means
they come in, they get on with their work, they're there early, they're there late. Listen, I've had people like you in my house, and they haven't started work till 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Do me a favour, mate. You don't know. You people don't know what graft is, right?
If this was the 70s, yeah, go on.
If this was the 70s, right?
Yeah.
We'd be doing all the work and trying to bang your wife.
Thanks for your call.
All right.
Cheers, Martin.
See ya.
I think we've got time for one last call. Is that right, Matt? Yes, yes, we've got Spud on the phone. Hello, Spud.
Hi.
I understand you've got a call about fracking.
I've got a song about fracking.
Oh!
Would you like to hear it?
I'd love to hear
it. Well, I've just got to put
fracking.
My accordion on. Hold on.
Oh. Interesting. We've never had an accordion on the show before. It's the first. Why are you called Spud, by the way? Spud. Spud? 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 Spud?
You think I'd know this by now?
Spud. Spud? Spud? Spud?
I can't find it.
Spud? You there, Spud? 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 Oh. Okay, Spud, take it away. Spud? All right. Have you started? Is this part of it? Or...
Oh, I found it.
Yeah, all right, good.
So, here we go.
It's catchy.
Fracking is the way to go today. That's what they're saying down my way. How the heck is like? It's no exaggeration. The economy of a nation would boom with the gas down Morecambe Bay.
I like this.
It's clean, it's safe, efficient, it's top class. So blow it off, don't let the moment
okay,
pass.
Okay, I think we'll play out the show with the...
Well, we heck is like...
Spud's great song there about
like the
fracking.
Folic. This fracking is hydraulic. We don't want to sit on all this gas.
Well, that's the end of the show, and I don't think I'm any the wiser as to what's going on in Europe or anywhere. But thanks for calling. Good night.
Down the Line starred Rhys Thomas as Gary Bellamy, with Amelia Bullmore, Simon Day, Felix Dexter, Charlie Higson, Lucy Montgomery and Paul Whitehouse, with special guests Dave Cummings, Robert Popper, Louis Vowes and Molly Whitehouse. Down the Line was produced by Charlie Higson and Paul Whitehouse at Down the Line Productions for BBC Radio 4.